Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. Let's bring in the other one, Rob Zerk. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
Okay. That's good.
That's good.
Okay, it'll work. Yeah.
Good.
Definitely good. So anything new going on?
Yeah.
Like what?
How about you?
No.
I got nothing.
Oh, just a day in the life.
I'm excited to talk to Lisa. I haven't talked to her in a long time.
I know. It's been eons. Decades, it feels like.
I haven't seen her in forever either. No. She stopped hanging out with us, which is sad, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess we're not
some
cool.
Some people don't like us. No. What can you do?
Well, hopefully we can change her mind this evening.
Maybe.
You know.
Or maybe she'll hate
I
us
hope.
More.
Oh,
you never know.
Sucks.
You hope she hates us more.
No, I said that would suck.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesus God. That's not really what I was looking to do. You know, like, I miss her. I'd love to see her. I don't want her to hate us more. You know.
Yeah, maybe a little less. I it's funny. I was... reviewing files, and I think it was either 2013 or 14 is when the first investigation we did together, and the camera that I had was awful then. That's all I know.
I looked at some of my old stuff, and it's like, I think I know what ones you're talking. Are you talking about the files from Ohio State Reformatory that you guys went and investigated there before I had gone?
You're bad.
Oh, those are bad. They're real bad. They're like 2 megapixel, I think. Because I remember watching them and thinking, wow.
Yeah, they're awful.
I've seen old phones shoot better video. That was really bad.
I don't know why. It was probably the ghosts.
It could be. It was highly active in the paranormal spectrum of things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and well, that's the location
totally
we got a lot of stuff from. So.
Mhm. Yeah, definitely.
It was, and the only reason why I had went back and looked at that is I was curious if any of the evidence had matched up to the other times that we had gone, because I don't really remember much from that trip. So. Yeah, and
I remember you guys went with Wes Forsythe and Dawn and Lisa. And
yeah,
I remember there being a lot of bust. I wasn't invited. And I remember seeing like a lot of crossing over possibly of spirits and things like that. And it was like, wow. Not by you guys, of course, but it was very interesting. It looks like you guys did get some neat activity too, which is always a plus when you're on an investigation, obviously. So.
I cut my leg. That's what I remember from that is I cut my leg.
And I thought perhaps maybe with that being said, you would have learned your lesson about wearing like shorts on an investigation. Because if I recall correctly, you were wearing
wear
shorts,
jeans
right?
In the summer. I wear shorts still when on an investigation.
I know. You wear them in the
like
winter.
Places,
I don't get it.
I don't really wear them in the winter that much. I mean, like, after investigation, like when we're... Yeah, I don't know, but I can't imagine, like, it's like 150 degrees in there, and I don't know why anyone would wear pants.
I do. I don't, because you go into places where you're walking around in the dark, okay? It's kind of like why people would wear flip-flops on an investigation. Not only are you making noise, but then on top of it, you've got, like, all these things that you could potentially run into, or, as in shorts, things you could cut yourself, you know, because it's not always the safest or cleanest or whatever, you know, places. I guess you might be able to feel something touch you easier if you have shorts on, if something were to reach out and touch your leg, maybe.
That's 100% the reason why.
That's why I gave you a good excuse, huh? Mm-hmm.
You know what the real reason why is? I can't stand when the back of my knee is hot. And so I can't, that's why I don't like to wear pants in the summer. I have some kind of issue.
Fair enough.
It's some kind of mental issue, it's the back.
Some sort of temperature, knee temperature issue.
It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, and it's funny because I actually remember that, the only thing I remember well, now the second thing I remember well, is that I sat there with cans of soda that were in the refrigerator, and I had them, mm-hmm. I was sitting there with them behind my knee. I was holding them, with
wow.
my leg.
You must have had some hot knees. That's what we're going to call you, Hot Knee Rob.
I have awful knees. Those are my least hot part. It would
hot
be my
knee Rob.
Knees.
I meant temperature wise, but
I don't think
you were putting a can of cold soda or whatever behind your knee because it was sexy. It's not
no,
sexy.
No, I don't think anyone has sexy knees yet.
Yeah.
I don't think that's one body.
Yeah,
part.
Knees are ugly.
Anyone be like, hey, why I like that guy, and you're like, why do you like that guy? It's because of his knees.
I don't think
I've ever heard that.
Yeah,
that can't be
true. That fair enough.
No,
I hope it's a knee fetish. Is that a thing? Anybody?
I would assume it is, only because I don't think that's possible. So that means there probably is, because there's people who eat detergent and stuff, And I think remember there was a show
ashes.
People had weird. Wasn't there a show that was based on people who had weird stuff? So I guess in the grand scheme of things, thinking kneecaps are okay, it's probably not as weird as the people who eat detergent and stuff.
True. That's true.
Or a whole box of Kleenex. I don't remember the premise of the show. I just remember watching the trailer of somebody eating scoops of detergent, which I thought was odd.
Yeah. Right. She was ahead of the game with the Tide Pod thing.
It wasn't Tide Pod. It was the
no, but I'm saying she was ahead of
the
game.
She was just pouring it in her mouth. Yeah, I guess.
Yes,
maybe she's
I don't get it. Drinking nail polish and stuff. What was the name of that show? Maybe Lisa knows.
I don't know. Eating Kleenex and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah,
Lisa's probably a huge fan of eating detergent and eating Kleenex. And that was now she hates us more.
No.
Hey, you never
I don't
know.
Think so. I don't know. I don't think so, though. Yeah. Well, should we go ahead and bring her in and find out? Inquiring minds probably want to know if she has a detergent fetish on top of having haunted birds.
It's a super weird
incident.
A super weird meeting.
It is. Maybe we should try again.
I think we should go for it because you never know.
Okay, well, there's two different numbers in the studio that are the same, so let's give it a whirl and see which one works. Hello.
Hello, guys. I've missed you so much.
You.
No, I don't hate you, and I don't like Tide Pods.
Yay. Yay.
Hey, how you doing?
These
How's
are all good say? Things.
That's probably me on the other line, because I called twice by mistake, so let me go grab that. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, okay, because
so
I was
you doing?
Here twice.
Yeah,
good.
Just ignore
we missed you.
It and I'll get rid of it later.
Okay.
I miss you,
okay.
too. I had so many changes, I moved,
right.
and now I just moved again. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I moved to the, I'm in the Poconos with my best friend, Laura, and that I've known for 30-something years, and her husband, Mike. And I got the two dogs with me, and it's just me, and I'm ready to start a new life.
Nice.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
What you need now is you need a bird. You need to find that
bird.
Oh, God.
Please. Let me tell you, this whole story, to have lived what we experienced and just a little background on the house, the first time I met Laura was when my boss hired her. I was kennel manager work at that point, and I needed help. So he looked at me and said, "You're going to get along with this girl. This girl and you are just going to be just the greatest friends." And he was right. And the first day I went over her house to have coffee after work, I went in, and I remember sitting down taking a sip of coffee, and the living room light blinked on and off. And me, with my mind, I was like, "Hey, what did that?" And Laura's like, "Oh, it's just our uncle that owned the house." You know what I mean? I was like, "Oh, hey, what's up, uncle?" You know what I'm saying? Like that. But it was this. I don't know. I cannot tell you if it is the house was the house or the land that the house was on. This house was insane. Okay? Well, when I say insane, I mean, we got many witnesses to the fact of, like, you know, where you'd be sitting there and, like, out of the ceiling, like, you know, a regular drop ceiling, we'd be at the table, and next, you know, a handful of pennies would just hit the middle of the table out of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Out of the
air. Wow.
Yeah. All right. And so, you know, we're joking around back then. I mean, to the point where Laura and I, you know, would be sitting in the living room facing, you know, like the dining room area where the bird was, okay, and where the birds were. So there's one cockatiel and four parakeets, I believe, at the time, and only one bird is the one that did the stuff that we're going to get into. But I remember sitting there, and it would sound like somebody took a baseball bat or a sledgehammer and broke the windows. All right? And like,
oh, my gosh.
Literally. And it was so bad one night that the neighbor called and said, "Oh, my God, they heard it." But there was no glass anywhere. Nothing was broken.
Oh, that's weird.
All right. I know. And then on top of that, I'd be sitting there, and like one time a knickknack flew off a shelf, went right past my face. Things like this. The one time we were in the living room. We went to go get some food because we were hungry. Probably had the munchies back then. Right. And we opened up the refrigerator, okay? All the food was upside down.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that in my life. That's crazy.
I'm not. All right. Yeah, that's pretty mild. I mean, there were times we'd be sitting there along with the glass breaking. It would sound like somebody was taking a sledgehammer to the walls and knocking plaster down. But nothing was there. Nothing at all. And then one night we were out actually on the porch in the front. We were filling the pool from the hose, you know, running up the driveway into the pool. And, you know, we're just hanging out on the front porch. And all of a sudden we see water. So we figure the hose must have came out of the pool. Okay? We went to the backyard. And we're standing there and we look. And the hose itself was snaked up like a cobra out of the pool, spinning in circles. Right? And we're like, holy shit. And it literally sprayed us.
God.
We grabbed the hose and started running down. We must look like nutcases. Running down the freaking driveway with the hose. Like, we started pulling it from our end and taking off. I mean, it was that crazy. Doors would open. You know what I mean? Things like that. My daughter, Tina, who won't talk about it, but I'll tell the story. She was sleeping one night. I think she was like 5. And we heard the most horrible scream out of her. She was frozen to the bed. She saw a woman come out of the attic, okay, in a red dress and yellow shoes with long gray hair and float over her bed. I've never heard a scream like that. I mean, I literally had to take her to Grandpa's, you know. And,
I bet.
And when Laura was selling the house, when we went upstairs into that attic, it was one you climbed through the closet door, you know, like on a ladder. And go into the attic. In the eaves was a bag of clothing. Their name on it, which I don't want to name names, but name on it was a red dress and golden shoes.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah, and there's a backstory to that, which Laura said she would love to come on and do an interview and tell you the backstory to that part. I'm only privy to what I've seen and what I've heard. Mm-hmm. But one night, we were sitting at the dining room table. I think there was, me and Jude with a bunch of us. It was like the regular crowd that we had around the dining room table was a favorite thing. Now the birds are covered, you know, and everybody's sleeping. And we hear this peck, 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 And we're like, holy shit, what's wrong? What's wrong with Tiny? You know, when we opened it up, we're looking at him, and he's taking his beak and bashing it into that little mirror, you know. Everybody else is sleeping,
right.
Not him. And he sound, he's tweeting buzz that chirp, but he sounded like almost like a tape recorder, a cassette when you press it, and it would go like that, you know, like that
right.
Forward to him.
Yeah.
His eyes were dilating and constricting, vomiting seeds all over the place, and he looked at us and said, you're all going to die, in a very deep voice. So being
wow.
We are all a bunch of nutcases. We took the bird out and put, because we didn't know what was going on at that point. In the middle of the table, we're all sitting there. It went over to one of our friends and went, they're going to die, Jude, in his ear. And then landed on my shoulder and called me a slut.
Wow.
I'm not lying. Right near, but slut. And that was the first night it ever, like, really happened. And we're
right.
and it just kept progressing. And it only happened at 12:40 a.m. till mm-hmm. after 3 a.m. And I think one time during the day ever, we ever heard him spaz. But the,
wow.
This, I don't, now, there's an incident with, you know, the house itself. I mean, I don't know if it was haunted, but when she moved in there, they told her, don't cross the house.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know. And she also went on a little escapade in 1979 and or 80, right around there, to the Amityville house and took a little toy whale off of the boathouse ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder,
mm-hmm.
I looked at her today and I said, where's the whale? That was my first question. She don't know. It vanished.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
crazy. Well, they always say bad things happen if you take something from a haunted place. So
we
maybe
know
that proves
know.
There's validity.
I mean, I was like, there's got to be more to the story because this bird itself, I mean, I've never seen, mm-hmm. all he said all day, no lie, was tweet, tweet, pretty bird, tweet, tweet, dirty bird, tweet, tweet, happy bird. I'm like, and then at night, his voice.
He went crazy.
Yeah, but he'd do it like with his head. Like when I say pecking a mirror, he'd be pecking, spinning his head, and his eyes dilate and puke and seed. I mean, and then his voice would be a totally different voice, and it almost sounds like it was arguing with himself. It's really, really weird. Like the whole thing. I've
wow.
never heard an animal or bird ever in my life or afterwards, especially a parakeet. They have a limited vocabulary.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pretty bird, dirty bird's about all it's going to get. I go, slut, you're all going to die. I'm going to curse and burn you. I mean, like, seriously. That's how crazy. And coming back here to live with Laura and Mike up here,
uh-huh.
right? And going back to that, I had never listened to our recordings of that bird because Laura had the tape.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And get a hold of it and put it on and then really hear it for the first time in almost 20 years.
Okay, that was crazy.
Okay, that is insane. I don't have an explanation
wow.
for it. I never will have an explanation for it. I know that, you know, the house itself was just, a grown man ran out of it. Put it that way. Grown men ran out of the house when they acted up. You know, and that's
see why.
wait, I lived there. Okay, so that's why I know most of. But see, it didn't really. You know me, I'm like laid back. but like it didn't affect me as much. I used to sleep on the couch, and as soon as I heard that bird, I'd go, oh shit, it's 20 to 1. You know, and I'd put the blanket
wow.
over my head, say, oh no, here we go, and it would just
starts again. Right.
It was the bird, it was the bangs, it was the breaking of things. It sounded like somebody tore, was wanting to sledgehammer and destroy or a house, almost like it's maybe residual, almost, but you know what I mean, at that point. But the bird
right.
is a totally different issue. I don't know what happened there, but it would coincide with each other. And that
wow.
was really strange. I mean, real strange. I've never.
How
yeah.
long did it go on for with the bird? How long did the bird?
Oh my God!
Like, was
well,
it
I think
for
it
years?
Started
or?
In like not. It started like 90 or 91. All right, uh-huh. and until the bird died. Until
Shit.
The bird died. And then Laura kept
wow.
it in the freezer for like 2 years. Oh my God.
All right, yeah. if it would have resurrected, I'd die. Okay, I'd just straight up die.
That's what I was going to say. How do you know the bird's actually dead?
What proper
grave? Is it
grave?
Buried in the backyard?
I mean,
or?
In, you know what I mean?
wow.
But it was just freaky. You know?
That would have been, it would have been great to have the bird like stuffed and then see if it still talks.
I know.
No shit.
Then you,
oh
then
my,
you're out
oh
of
my God. That would
I think
be so cool.
Somebody, I think it was a doctor or something, offered her a lot of money when you heard that bird, for that bird. She said no. Because no one's ever heard a parakeet do that. I've never.
mm-hmm.
Change
say.
Personality.
Shit.
And then
right.
when I'm listening
the bipolar
back,
bird.
Listening, yeah, like totally, or multiple personality disorder in a bird.
Yeah.
So this,
yeah.
Yeah. But I noticed something when I went to do the review. It's not only the mm-hmm. bird, okay? I hear mm-hmm. a scream, like a screaming lady scream, that blood-curdling scream.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we were there, and I know no one screamed, and it sounds like it's in the air. You know what I mean by that. And
mm-hmm.
and,
right.
And then I hear a child giggle. But there's no kids downstairs at all. Yeah. This is 20 to 1 in the morning. This is when we're recording it. You know what I mean? And
right.
we are there. It's sitting somewhere, you know? And I'm like, well, I think we picked up. I have more to review, but I think we picked
mm-hmm.
up house along with the audio of the bird, like the what is ever there. I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a clip,
wow.
and I don't know, Rob, you heard it, right? Where he says, the bird says, what does he say? Die on... going to curse and burn you. It's in there.
That's very complex
almost,
for a bird's vocabulary, first of all.
Yeah, especially when you're going when it's like this, die, I'm going to curse and burn you. Like, I mean, like, doesn't even remotely sound like a bird. Okay?
Wow.
That's and
just
it comes
nuts.
Out of when he was chirping and it was like, and die. It was just, it's insane. Okay.
I'd say.
But I
holy shit.
Yeah, and when we put him in the center of that table that day, I remember him spinning around looking at each one of us. He did not look normal. But this was prior ghost hunting. You know what I mean? This was
mm-hmm.
me taking
mm-hmm.
my cassette recorder, you know, and pressing
mm-hmm.
the cord and laying it against the cage to catch this bird. And not
right.
listening to it for 20 years almost.
Wow.
I didn't
I don't
know
even
we
know
still
where
had
something
it.
Was 5 minutes ago. Yet alone, 20 years later, like, wow.
I
much credit there.
Believe, oh, my God. We used to record everything. I said we were a little ahead of the paranormal shit back then because it was
no shit.
It was 1990, 91, you know, and we used to record so much. So now there's a lot to go
mm-hmm.
over, you know. Even
yeah.
listening to us talk, you know, there could be
mm-hmm.
other things in the background. But so this was a treat. And the tape said on one side, for Lisa, and the other side, it says Lisa, Laura, and Tiny.
Oh, my God.
And that's the tape.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
you know,
yep.
And then tomorrow we will put some of the files up on Live Paranormal.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk to you about how we're going to do it. But the fact that it's from 90 or 91 and the way trying to get it onto the radio show tonight, it just the sound
mm-hmm.
quality was not going to work. So I think
no,
we'll put it up.
Yeah. I got it on you. I got one of the clips on the Pups Team YouTube. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
now, where it's just one,
mm-hmm.
and it's clipped, and then it's slowed, and then it's slowed even slower. You know what I mean? Because I wanted
mm-hmm.
to I wanted to do it like three ways.
Right,
I was
going
to reverse it too, but I was like, I'll pass.
God only knows what it would say then. Jesus, God
exactly.
heaven.
I'll do that,
shit.
Like, you know. One day when I'm just like chilling.
give it another 20 years before you do that, maybe. You know?
Well, the house, when Laura did move in there with her hubby, it had been a very religious household, too. Like,
well, that might explain it all.
Yeah.
'Cause let's face it, sometimes really religious people are real twisted. So I'm just saying.
Yep, and there was also a lot of, you know, one of them was an uncle. So the hand-me-down or religious, you know, like artifacts, nice things that were blessed and stuff that were broken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And smashed by a certain individual. But, you know, Laura can fill you in on that. Okay, and that was the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what is the current status of the house? Is it still standing?
Well,
or
there's people living in it, but it was sold since 1999. It's been sold, let me see, Laura sold it, another person bought it, they sold it, another person bought it.
Oh, it's one of those addresses.
Now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep, that's the thing. It's been sold like 3 times since she sold it. So
wow.
I guess not much has changed.
Right?
I don't know, though.
Holy
Nobody
crap.
Knows where the whale is. I have Nobody knows where the toy whale is. I mean, and that was something that you know, she had put away, not kept out,
mm-hmm.
and no one knows where it went. So, yeah, but, you know, and then you get the clip tomorrow, and I can't wait to see you guys again. I wish the stupid pandemic would go away.
I know.
You know, and just
it's ruining everything.
Be gone. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I just make, and, you know, and I'm snowed in anyway, so that kind of makes me feel better at least that I'm snowed in. You know,
right, you have another reason to be
snowing.
Stuck at home, not just the pandemic. It's snowing where
right.
you're at?
Right. Huh?
It's snowing where you're at?
I'm in the Poconos. I'm in the Poconos. I'm on, like, in Bushkill now.
Oh,
so I'm,
wow.
like, close to New York. And,
mm-hmm.
and
Oh, okay.
And
so it snows
Jersey.
All the time then. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's been, I swear to God, there was, like, the first storm was, like, 32 inches and then... And then they just kept piling up, and the dogs are like sinking and loving it. They're going into up to their like chins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but other
right.
than the one I'm not looking forward to bears because I got the dogs, so I got to figure this out in the springtime. But it's okay. It's beautiful, you know.
I bet
it's really beautiful. Yeah, and we got downstairs. We got the whole downstairs. We're okay, you know. And it's just
mm-hmm.
me and the boys, so that's good.
That's
you know?
Good. That's awesome.
I've
never been there.
Where, the Poconos?
It's funny because, yeah, no, I've never been there. Well, I grew up in Florida, but I know that that event in Erie, they also were tied in, they had a place in the Poconos, that whole.
Yeah.
I forget what the name of that, the company that owned pretty much everything in Erie, but they also
right,
owned.
Me
right,
too,
right.
yeah.
Okay, that's I'm in a place called Pocono Mountain Lake Estates. It's like a community, but it's not
mm-hmm.
because the house is it's a mountain. We're like 2,690 feet up in the air.
Right.
Damn,
so,
you go all the way,
yeah.
don't you?
Yep, that was it. You gotta go, and there's like mm-hmm. behind the house is like this ridge, and they're skiing. I see skiers go by. I'm like,
oh my
god,
gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah,
well,
there's haunted places up here too. So I'm gonna look into them. So you guys can come down here. Yep.
That'd be
yeah,
awesome.
We actually, they were trying
I'm
to lure
already,
us.
Yep.
I forget the name of the
also,
resort that they own. They own there. But they were trying to lure us to go. The deal was they tried to screw us over, and they included like a 25% additional fee that 1 year that we ended
mm-hmm.
up then going down.
Oh yeah.
To Dayton, and the one thing they were trying to like offset it was they were going to give us a 2-day vacation there, and I was like, I don't really know if that offsets it or not, because 25%.
Yeah, I don't know if being screwed
is
worth
25%
of a fee. Yeah, that was a big fee.
No it was
crazy.
It was
especially when you're probably just come down here and just investigate. You know what I mean? And spend the night or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just on your own. You know. Am I right?
Yeah.
Down
it wasn't.
Because there's this,
it wasn't worth it.
There's haunted places. You can trust me on that. Okay. The Indian
I'm
Museum,
sure.
The Pocono Indian Museum is right here.
Yeah.
Okay, and
mm-hmm.
like it's not far from here. It's real close. So that place is, and like just the area itself, just vibe,
right.
the whole area. Uh-huh.
Well, maybe when we
go
there, you can bring your old school tape recorder.
Yeah.
You can relive the good old days.
I don't have it anymore. Okay? That makes me sad. But I did have a
I was going to say, did you get rid of it on purpose?
Nah. I probably got lost in the shuffle of everybody taking my things, you know what I'm saying, over the years? Just boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
But,
oh, I know.
Yep. So I haven't, like, Jade got me this, like, it's like a record player, and then it's got the cassette and the CD, you know, and the FM, AM, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was lucky, okay? I had a cassette player.
There you go.
And I had to transfer it with wires. I was digging. I looked like a crazy person. Dude, trying to find the double headphone jack. Things are flying all over the place. I'm going through all my equipment.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. It's
crazy.
I got Walter sitting here. He's dreaming. Oh, my God.
Aw.
You know? Oh, he's dreaming. He's kicking and going, whoop, whoop, whoop. I have no idea. But at least
he's dreaming a bird.
Right?
He's dreaming a bird.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, if he starts talking, you got to record that. Don't use that old tape recorder.
No, but
if he starts talking.
Yeah, use the digital.
If Walter does talk, but in a way that would be a comedy video, if I pet his ear, he goes.
So he has his own style.
The only trouble is if you like play that back in slow motion, it turns out he's actually saying the same thing the bird did.
Oh my!
And if you repeat it, if you do it backwards,
play it in reverse.
Yep. Oh my God!
Yeah.
He's got all the growls.
It turns out it's like Satan is good, Satan is my power, something like that.
Right. I'm friends with the bird. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. The bird.
That would be
my name is Tiny Reincarnated.
Right?
Right.
I'd be like, oh shit. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Then he'll go sweet, sweet. He'll be like, ah!
You have
Wait,
to record that and play backwards.
Would be a cat.
Oh my God.
But think about it. If the cat, we have cats here, you know, upstairs, she got mm-hmm. cats. Imagine a cat would be more likely to take on that bird than Walter.
Right. Well, that's where the unexpected comes into play even more so, because now it's going to really throw you off when it's the dog. You know, you're going to be like, holy crap.
I know. You know what?
So, next week, you're going to walk outside, and when you're walking outside, you're going to see birds fly around, and you're going to be like, wait a minute. Is that tiny? You're gonna have.
Oh my God!
I
remember when. Remember the other house, and I always fed the birds. All right, I got here, and the second day, Raven landed in the tree. He's like, rah, rah. I'm like, oh man, right away.
Yeah, the hell with that. Mm-mm. Nope.
They're gonna start flying into the windows and stuff, and
I'm like, do you,
you
want
already
to go
know
get
how
popcorn?
I feel about birds.
Yeah.
She hates
yep,
birds.
I already
that
don't like birds.
Yeah.
I don't.
Some people
it's
don't
always
like
something
birds.
I really
no.
don't. They creep
no,
me out.
Some people don't.
They're creepy.
Yep.
They're creepy.
So Tiny would have really creeped you out then. Tiny
Damn straight.
Normal.
I probably, no.
His head spun around
it
like
sounds
he was
like it
was
nothing normal about that.
No.
Yeah.
It's been in the head, eyes dialing, bang in the mirror, puking up seeds, before the transformation.
Now, the one
yeah,
thing that
uh-huh.
I did have a question, are there any pictures of Tiny?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
well, I'll get it from Lord. I'll get him from Lord. Yeah.
What we should do.
He looks just like the one
take...
that you put up. The one that you put
up. I knew
up
it.
Matches.
I had a
Tiny
feeling.
Rob had a psychic premonition.
Yep.
It
that
did.
Is.
I knew it.
We got a picture of Tiny
but we
in the
should...
cage with all of us sitting at the table. Like, you know, like he's in
we
the background.
We should take and have a
oh
bunch of psychics look at it and do like a lineup picture of like five parakeets, one
a bunch
Tiny
of birds.
And one is four or not.
Yes.
And see
oh
if anyone pulls anything up. Have like and see if like every like the psychics if they can pull out you know
connect
like
to which bird.
Bird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my
and figure
God
out why.
Right.
That's
it's
awesome.
Tiny and it's the name too. Tiny. You know what I'm saying? Tiny.
Oh, it's always a tiny. That's really friggin'
oh, no.
freaky and
there's
intimidating.
Some, if you start hearing loud breathing, it's because puppy Frank is here with me now. Say hi, Frank.
Oh.
Say hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Frank. Oh, look.
He didn't talk back.
I think he's touching the phone,
everywhere.
Though.
But he knows that I'm on the
clean
phone,
up.
So he's got to come over and think that he can put his head in my face.
He just wants in on the conversation. He's like, what's all this talking
yes
about a bird when I'm
yep
here?
Yep, his ears are mm-hmm going up and everything. Like, right now? Right? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good. He's like, I'm too sleepy, Ma. He's gigantic, though. Like, his whole head. If his head goes down, I mean, you won't hear me. All you'll hear is, because he's so gigantic. He's mad because Walter's
aww
on the bed.
Yeah, and only one of them probably fit, right?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they try to bolt and I wind up on the floor.
I bet. They boot you out.
What the, yeah. Oh, my God, and the hair. Mm-hmm. I had to vacuum my bed.
Yeah.
I brush them twice a day. I sort of vacuum the bed. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Frank.
You should bag it up, and you can make, like, something with it all.
Oh, my God.
A dog
I
pillow.
Made,
I don't
like,
know. Is that popular?
Quilts. Look, I
right
made 8 quilts so far. I mean, like, the men, when I had, like, a bunch of them, oh, my God. I could have put, like, whole things together.
Pillows,
right, blankets, the stuffed them. Yep. With no problem.
Never. You'll
so
never get cold.
When are we all? I know, right? Look at no, I don't. They, yes, no. I got to keep the heat low with these two breathing.
I bet.
And they're so big. They're 255 pounds apiece. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. Yes, they're huge. If Frank jumped
dude
up on me, he'd go over
crazy
my head. I wouldn't even. He'd knock me right in my head. But thank God he didn't.
Oh my
jump
God.
Yeah,
yeah,
but you know,
for real.
What I'm thinking is to do with these the tiny haunted bird files. I think what you should do is go live on our Facebook page, play
right,
and do the Frank's box, and see if you can get Tiny to come through the Frank's box.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Rob, you're a genius tonight. What the hell?
I
think it's great.
You should do that. I'd have to. I'll re-battery up. I think I need to change my batteries in the box because I use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do it tomorrow. You want to do it?
Yeah.
I think it's perfect.
Okay.
All right.
We can do it because provided we don't have solar storms. You wouldn't believe what I heard. I put it on the Frank's box, right? And all I hear is. I'm like, what is going on with the box? So I look, and we're having solar. I'm really elevated up in the air now. And I guess I could, I don't know what he did with these boxes, but you can hear storms from like 100 miles away, right? But this is hysterical. I was like, what the? So it was working real well, but you could still hear all this wind, but it should be fine. It should be fine. Yep, fine to do it. And we can always ask what he was or who he was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Or
what
who
possessed
they
him
were
or whatever.
What was his
yeah
real name?
I mean,
wasn't it?
What's your real name, Bird?
Right. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. What? Because it sounded like at one point when I'm listening to it, it sounds like there's Tiny and he's tweeting and he's having a hard, rough time with all the shit's going on. And then you got on top of that the voice coming out. But then you almost hear a rebuttal from another
ooh
voice. So I noticed that.
But
like,
in
there's
2 sentence. Holy shit.
Yeah, like, and when I hear the kid go, you'll hear it. It's in the audio. I hear after that, shut up. So like, I'm like, whoa,
oh
what
God
the hell? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I heard that, I'm like, oh, wait. I'm like, this isn't even right. I'm like, so there's kind of like almost like more than one thing happening at one time. And it's all coming out of the bird except for the child's voice. You know what I mean? Except
holy
for that.
Crap.
I heard the giggle. But the rest is coming out of the bird. Yep. So I have no idea. I don't know who it could be. I mean, land tracking would, you know, this could go back. We don't know. But, I mean, when you're telling somebody that you're going to curse and burn them.
Yeah, that's not
and
normal.
And it's in there. No.
No bird usually does that.
No. And like this, too. And I, you'll be able to hear it on the audio. It goes, die. I'm going to curse. I'm going to burn. Curse and burn you. Burn the people.
Jeez.
That's what it says.
Wow.
That's the words it says. Okay?
Crap.
I'm like, wait a minute. What I know I
so
heard
die. So did
you
all actually sleep at night, though?
Huh? What?
Like after that? Did you all sleep at night after that? Or?
See, me? I did good. I wasn't really afraid. You know, I still not, you know me. But the point, and like nobody got hurt, but it made me curious, okay? It made me curious. That's why I investigated. That's why I started investigating, was because of this house and the bird.
I'm okay, not scared of shit, but if I had a bird doing that shit and the house doing that shit, I think I'd be kind of like sleeping with one eye open. Because I don't trust birds
at all.
You think maybe I had a bird in my life like yours? Because I hate birds. I can't stand birds.
Yeah. There's something that bothers. Yep, that bothers you with birds. Birds, it's like birds are fine with me. I'm good with them. But Tiny was a different fucking story.
Yeah, that's not even a bird. That's like something else.
I think this is like up. You know, this is up like John's app. This is alley. I'm like, because I don't even know what the hell's going on here. I would love to know who it was. I mean, like, why?
Right.
Is it? Why are you telling somebody that you want to, you know, curse and burn them or you're all going to die? Why the hell you jump on my shoulder and call me a slut? So I'll never forget that.
But the other thing, what would possess something to possess something as, like, frail as a bird?
And
that's literally threatening, you know? That's so weird.
Right. And it's a parakeet, right? And it's in with other parakeets and a cockatiel next to it, which is bigger, okay? None of them did any of this. Only him.
Only the little one, right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's it.
Just
only
weird.
Him, and he just was. But, it was freaky, but it got to the point. I mean, in one of the audio clips, you'll hear me go, uh-huh, or uh-huh, like that, because I heard him say I was going to die. Uh-huh. That's about it. But,
shit.
Like, in the background, you can hear me, uh-huh, you know, or oh, something like that. But he really did say these things. This was like when you let a bird out on the table, they don't usually jump on your shoulder.
Mm-mm.
And he was still dilating eyes. And the dilating and the constricting of the eyes, that bugged me out.
Right.
So you got head bobbing back and forth on a parakeet, back and forth. And as he's doing, his eyes are constricting, dilating, constricting. Yeah. And then the head would twirl and he would tweet really, really fast and chirp really fast and just went right, and then just drop the tone. The tone would just drop.
Oh my God.
And he'd sound like but there's not any, I mean, he knew how to say dirty bird and pretty bird. That's it. Okay.
Right.
This is all day long until it became 12:40 AM. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Almost like right before 1 a.m. And it was always started at the same time.
See, that's weird too. That makes you think there's more to this than just a bird something. Yeah.
Yep. Maybe he was picking up something, a murderer, possibly.
Right.
Or witches, you know, burning people. Who the hell knows with the curse and burn you? I don't know. Like, you know, the whole error. Because it is. It's Woodbridge, New Jersey, so that's really historic. Okay,
right.
So that's got a lot of Rev War. It's got all kinds of history. But, I mean, always between 12:40, which we used to say 21. We even wrote a song about it. 21 until 3 a.m. And then after 3 a.m., it stopped.
Wow.
So whatever transpired, maybe transpired between those hours, I don't know.
Right. That's just
it
nuts.
Was just I mean I've never to see it in person, to hear it is one thing, but to be there when this
I can only imagine. I don't even know what I'd do.
And then me, because I'm the curious one. Oh, we got a tape player, you know, record the bird, but just I'm even back then I wanted to know why the hell and how the hell the bird was doing this. It was not normal. I mean, we'll tell you, but Laura Fillion, when she comes on, she'll do that part, but she went through a lot of hell in that house. Okay? A lot of hell, like from, you know, I mean, it was just chaos and shit like that had happened to her. Like, it seemed like life just kept slamming her in the, so it was just the whole house. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Like
was that the
said,
only house
like,
she had activity at?
I think so. I don't know though. What I'd have to ask her. She might just not notice things like we would. You know what I mean? Like
right.
Like that.
Right.
You know, little things like lights and stuff like that. You know. but she might not have noticed it.
She had a talking goldfish or something, and she didn't even know.
Yeah, there's shit.
Yeah, right. She went,
a
that,
talking
no,
rabbit.
She know that one. Yep, no, mm-hmm. I don't know birds, no, nothing like that, nothing like that, but the house was, maybe, I mean, you know, I don't
so
know.
So the question is,
I just want to know
after
where...
this bird and the other birds, you know, and she moved, did she happen to get other birds, or did that kind of, was that done? Like, she was like, no more birds
for me.
Oh, I
guess
that,
she don't have any now, so, no, mm-hmm. she got cats mm-hmm. and doggy, a little doggy, you know, like normal.
Okay, if any of them start talking, let us know.
No, I will. If that cat starts talking, forget about it. Okay.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Holy crap.
No, it's just a bird. It's just a bird. It was in this house. The house was active. It only transpired between 20 to 1 at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Besides lights
yeah, that's
going on,
weird.
Little minute things during the daytime and the evening. Nothing like what happened between 20 to 1 and 3 a.m. So there's a specific
Where did
time
the bird
frame.
Come from?
Yeah.
You know, I got to ask. I think she bought it at a pet shop. I don't know. But like, or
baby
something like
bird.
That. Well, she had a whole bunch of them. So at least she had the three other parakeets and one cockatiel. So she had them all. You could ask her. She wants to come on. She should, because this house.
Yeah.
Okay. When she moved in there, because like I said, the uncle had it first. She was walking up the stairs the first, like one of the first nights she was there, and they had these Scottish, you know, little Scotty dogs, like little knickknacks. And when she was walking past, she said she saw those glow.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not normal either. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nope.
And then she kind of shrugged it off, I guess. You know what I mean? But,
right,
but
you
when
think
it
it's,
back,
oh,
it's,
I guess it's just me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's just
yeah.
me, whatever. Yeah, but it, eventually, I mean, we had. I still don't know. I know what my daughter saw was very real, okay, because I have never heard a kid scream like that in my life, and with such descriptive, she don't even want to talk about paranormal anymore. That's how bad it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep, and we, you know, we saw things like shadows go by, doorways, things like that. You know, I've even got a clip of her. I haven't played it for her yet, but on one of the tapes, she's giving me, like, talking to me, but I'm not there. I don't know where I am, all right? But I'm not there. I'm like, jamming or whatever. She's like, I hear, she's like, there's the doorknob, and it's rattling, and she's telling me the story. She's like, the doorknob is turning. She goes, I'm really scared. And then the door opens. She goes, there's nothing there. Yeah, so it's on there. She's like, Lisa, I just want you to know what's going on. And she has it on tape.
Huh.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. And this goes back. So, yeah, that shit would happen. We'd be on the couch. We'd hear the front door. Like, not hear the scream, but hear the doorknob on the inside turn. And then it starts slowly open. We're like, ooh, we're going to get our friends because they're sneaking in.
Creepy open.
And we go.
Right.
Right. Yeah, and they would because, you know, and we'd go to jump and go, ah, and the screen wasn't even open. It was just the door. And there was nobody there. My nephew.
Yeah, there's a whole
the
lot of not
kid,
normal happening there.
No, my nephew, the poor kid, we went to Wawa. Wawa's right up the street, okay? So we walked up there. It was just two little blocks to the corner. And my nephew was there watching the kids, you know, Tina and Leah and Marissa and all. And we come back. We're gone 10 minutes, maybe. And we look, and all the kids are on the curb sitting. We're like, what's going on now? Right? And my nephew's like, Aunt Lisa, the chair in the living room just started spinning by itself.
Oh, my God.
He goes, and we all ran out. He brought all the kids out to the curb.
Oh, my God.
It was one of those, and it was one of the, you know, like the recliner chairs. It wasn't just a little chair. Okay.
That's awesome, though. Like, you just threatened the kids. Don't make me leave you here by yourself.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, keep
Never
it up.
Again. I mean, seriously, though. Poor nephew. He was the guard. He's like, oh, my God. I mean, we had a lot of other things happen there. Like, one time, my daughter, my oldest one, she had fell. And she didn't want to tell us she hit her head. So we're eating dinner, and she's getting a concussion, and we know it, you know?
We had a
friend of ours. His name was Nick. He was like an angel. He was, really. And he was a younger kid. He was just really sweet. And he was there, and we took Jenny. We had to rush to the hospital. So me and Laura were in the car. driving Jenny to the hospital, and all of a sudden she reaches up her arm. She can't see or hear. She's bad. She's, you know, with the concussion, this was really bad. And
right.
She's like, I hear you, Nick. I can't see you. I hear you. And she's reaching her arms up. Turns out when we came back, the kid said that Nick, our friend, sat in that chair and talked to her. He was at the house watching the kids and was talking to her. Jen,
gosh.
I'm here with you. I could be, and she's all the way driving, talking to him, talking back to him, but she can't hear or see because of the concussion.
Holy crap.
So this house.
That's weird.
So this, yeah, he was a really good guy. Let me tell you something. He really, but I mean, he was easing her. You know what I mean?
Right.
From a chair in Laura's living room.
Wow.
Okay, so the house has a lot of energy about it. Good.
Yeah.
Like, good things could happen like that. And then, yeah, you know, the other part you don't
and
want.
And then birds can talk and threaten you and call you a slut. So, yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God.
The full gamut.
Slut. Slut. You're like, what? You know, and especially when it's on your shoulder and it leans towards your ear. That's not normal behavior. A
right.
bird doesn't lean so it can yell in your ear.
No, not that I've ever experienced.
No,
yeah.
No. So this is, and the witnesses, I know that we have, we can get them. They were there. They know. All the friends know. They've seen
wow.
it and heard it and ran out the door. A couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I bet.
Couple of them ran out the door. One of them ran out the door, left his truck, took his keys, and ran 6 blocks to his house. How's that for an answer? That was... Okay.
Wow.
So it was, yeah. Now, what we were doing is talking, and the TV screen was off, and he looked, and he went, and that was it. He was gone. There was no explanation, and I never knew what it was. Until to this day, I don't know. Yeah. What he saw in the reflection. Yeah, that's what I mean. So there's history in this, guys. This is a very intense story. It's got a lot of remember the Amityville and all that kind of stuff where the husband was the alcoholic and this is similar. So Laura's gonna have to tell that story, that part. But this is very similar in the the outcomes that was going on, the way that the trouble intensified in the house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So until she sold it, you know,
right.
They divorced and yeah, she sold it. That's it. Yeah. So it's more involved, but she loves to talk. It's good. This shit would be a great movie. You imagine, you know,
yeah.
seeing pools. I mean, really seeing a pool hole is elevate itself like a cobra. I have never. This is Jersey, okay, in the middle of a neighborhood.
Right.
To have it coming out. I don't know, maybe 4 foot up in the air and cobraing. Nah, okay, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things
yeah.
like that. Pennies, things, knickknacks flying upside down. Images on the screen, like it looks like somebody drew something and then it would just disappear. Yeah, there's a lot of things here. You know?
Yeah.
Hearing things, smelling things, seeing things. Yeah. Yeah. And then there's Tiny. But Tiny takes the cake because we got the proof.
Right.
Yeah.
Holy
this is,
moly.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know the show's probably over. So, and I am going to fall asleep on you guys because I'm tired. My dogs are snoring. So what are we going to do? Get this up, get that up. You could always share the YouTube thing I have on YouTube too.
Right.
All right, that's just one clip of it of normal speed, then slowed once and then slowed again. It doesn't change what it says either, which is really something. You know what I mean? Usually sometimes when you slow it down, you might say, oh, I missed something. No, it says the same freaking thing. All right, so you can share that to me.
Well, we'll have to.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll set that up. I'll give you an actual call tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
and
I'll got batteries. I'll battery my Frank's box up. All right?
Awesome.
And then get a hold of me tomorrow, and then we'll do it tomorrow night, right? Okay.
Yep, and then we'll make it like an ongoing
Walter's
thing.
Name too much. Okay, Walter's name.
Yeah, the bird file.
I said Walter to the boss. No, I said to the boss, Walter, and then the dog comes. This is Walter. R is over. All right, but we'll do this, and we'll ask him, because he'll know.
Yeah.
You know?
And we'll have to look into shooting a documentary, because you figure if you shoot a documentary, we need you figure a bird would work cheap. So there'd be minimal amount of money put out.
Some bird feed, right?
As long as we don't get like a prima donna bird or whatever, you know, they need special treatment.
God, can you imagine?
Just
a documentary. We can't. No one can teach a bird to do what this one did. That's why it's special.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have to like do this one remotely because I can't handle this bird shit.
I know, right? I know. This bird would have freaked you out. Okay, that's hands
no
down.
Shit. All birds do, but this one in particular has already freaked me out, and I'd have never even seen the damn thing.
All right, listen. When you hear it, know that that's a bird you're hearing. You're gonna hear the tapping of his beak. You're gonna hear the of the chirp. And then the voice. Is voices.
Holy crap.
Not just one. More like, damn it. Oh, God.
This is what nightmares are made of.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think it's fun.
Yes. This is what
scary.
Like a horror movie is made of that nobody's ever heard of. Because I don't even, you know what I mean? It's crazy. All right. Well, I will let you guys go. And we'll set things up
tomorrow.
Thank you.
It was great talking to you.
Oh, I miss you guys so much.
I miss you.
I went through hell, and now I'm out.
Now she's back.
Woo. Yep.
And then you're going back to hell tomorrow with the bird.
Yeah, right?
Bird hell.
Get with the bird. No, I got the dog. He'll just pretend he's bird.
There you go.
All right. I love you guys, and I will talk to
you
tomorrow. And thank you for having me on, okay? All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. I think I'm going to have bird nightmares now. I'm freaking out.
I think I'm going to have to buy you a bird.
No. Okay. Like the birds at work are mating and they're like flying into me, like as I'm trying to walk by and stuff. And now tomorrow, if that occurs, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
be okay tomorrow. No,
I'm going to get you a bird t-shirt.
No.
If anyone has a taxidermied bird for sale or for
it better
be donated.
They used to have one above my desk as a torture procedure. They had a bird that was taxidermied in my office on the shelf above my desk, and I had to ask them to take it somewhere else. Mm-mm.
I wonder if they sold it. Maybe I'll buy it for you. One day you'll come out and I'll have it set in your car, like on the dashboard, permanently affixed.
No, I'll never get in the car again. I hate birds. And now I have a legit reason. Clearly, they're easy to possess.
They're coming after you.
The birds.
We've investigated with birds and bats and stuff. They're not that bad. We've seen dead birds
but I really
in buildings
don't like birds.
We've gone to.
This is
birds
true.
And bats,
dead ones are fine, but the whole stuffed bird thing.
I don't know. I think you really just gave me a good idea.
No, I don't like them.
Is it all birds? Like, what about owls and stuff like that? Like,
I'm not a fan of any birds, really. I don't really like any of them. I could do without them. Mm-hmm. That was weird. Hello? Rob, are you there? Okay, guys, looks like I'm home alone, so I will go ahead and end the episode. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio, and tune in next week, and tune in tomorrow for this bird footage. All right, have a good night, everybody. Bye. Paranormal things are happening right now.